Yes. Well, I think people are not overly shocked at the situation in Ayr. We have had complaints for years about, you know, the poor customer relations and people with complaints or with problems or their phone line not working or their internet down. They phone their provider. Very often the provider is using the Ayr services to get to their premises. And then they get onto Ayr and, you know, the reality is that it takes weeks, sometimes months, to get issues resolved. And, you know, people have been complaining about this for a very long time. And it will be, you know, well recognised that Ayr as a customer service would have had a lot of problems. And in the past, they have admitted that and said that all has changed and they've improved. But what people are shocked at is that it came out in the court that actually in their manual to train their staff, they were insisting that people would, in effect, breach the regulations by not giving people a number where they would be able to contact, or not giving people the complaints number that they needed to be able to trace their complaint, or try and push them off if they didn't think that they knew their rights. And I think that's absolutely deplorable, and most people recognise that. I think it's important to say, because some of these workers actually work in the centre in Sligo. It's not the workers themselves. They're doing their very best, but it has been the management and it has been the policy of the company that has put them into this position. And I think the only way we can resolve this now is to get the CEO and the senior management of Ayr to come into the Oireachtas Committee on Communications and to explain themselves and to sort out this situation once and for all. Because it's not just the problem of getting, you know, the complaint dealt with, but it's actually getting the source of the complaint dealt with. If there's a problem at a mast, or there's a problem in a kiosk, or there's a problem somewhere, that somebody goes out and fixes it. Because that's the big issue for people out there. They're paying for a service that very often they're getting a very poor return for. And we need to see that change, and change quickly, because Ayr is one of the major infrastructure providers across the state for communication services, both for landline, for mobile phones and for internet.
They were fined €7,500 on Monday of this week in court. Does that, you know, is that just a bit of a slap on the wrist from your point of view?
Yeah, it's a situation that they were actually, court they were taken to by the regulator was the district court, and that was the maximum fine they could apply. But the judge was very clear that, you know, the behaviour of Ayr has been outrageous, and for a multi-million euro company, you know, that particular sanction is ridiculous. You know, it needs to be much, much more severe to that than that, for to ensure that they will comply with regulations and they will do things properly. And that's one other thing that we're going to speak about and try and work out at the committee, is do we need to give Comreg more powers? Do we need to look at sanctions in relation to people or companies that break these regulations or that don't provide proper customer services for people? And we need to come up with solutions to that, and that's something else that we'll be dealing with as well at the committee. But the key point at this moment is that there's a whole lot of various providers out there. None of them get the level of complaints and issues that Ayr have. So clearly Ayr is an outlier in respect of this. Most other providers do their best to respond to people and work with people. Ayr don't. And that's the problem we've got, and we need to resolve that problem. Now, I'm not saying it's the staff, but clearly they're overworked. They're not getting the level of support they need, and the whole thing is just a shambles. And it's time now that it was brought to a head and sorted out.